your safety. All right, we actually think what it is we're doing is protecting America's way of life. And I make the point in the book that frightened people don't make good Democrats or Republicans, small d, small r, all right? Start to get frightened, they don't mind gnawing on their neighbors' liberties and privacies. They get really good and scared, they start gnawing on their own. And so one of the reasons we did push back, you know, playing to the edge, right? Not unlawful, but using everything that law and policy said we could do, and using it pretty aggressively, was not just that it kept you safe, but frankly that we knew if we failed again, if we had a second 9/11, all right? If some of you have gas about the Patriot Act, if you're a little concerned about renditions, if you're a little nervous about surveillance, I can't imagine what it was we would have done collectively if we would have had a second catastrophic failure. And so one of the items of conscience that we had was, as tough as these decisions were, if they were inside the line and they actually made a difference, you need both, you're almost duty-bound to go do them. I tell a story in the book. I told you I only had two detainees, right? But I did authorize techniques against one of them, a fellow named Muhammad Rahim, because we actually thought he knew where a bunch of senior al-Qaeda folks, very senior, were living. And he was tough. He wouldn't talk. And I remember sitting there with the order, you know, Catholic grade school, human dignity, with the order, saying, do I want to subject another human being to enhanced interrogation? And in this case, it was sleep deprivation that was the real thing I was authorizing. And now I wish for all the world that somebody else had to make that decision. All right. Now, I couldn't do violence to my personal conscience, but in addition to my personal conscience, I carried yours, or at least I carried your well-being.